Welcome back to Ponderosa Ponders. As always, it's Rockwell Peterson.
And Isaac Wilhelmy.
Joining us in the studio today,
Eric Weselick.
Boone Bigler.
Awesome. Today we're going to be talking about Marvel versus DC. Let's get started. Okay, to kick things off, which one do you guys think is better? Just in general. We'll get into the specifics, but if you had to choose one or the other, Marvel or DC, which one would you choose?
Probably Marvel.
Okay.
I'm going PC there, bud.
You mean DC?
PC?
You mean DC?
PC, bro.
PC?
PC all the way.
What? Gaming console.
PC, bro.
So DC.
DC.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'd probably have to go with Marvel.
Yeah, Marvel.
Yeah. I think now we can get into the specifics of it, where I think DC has the better villains and Marvel has the better heroes.
I can agree.
There's one hero in DC though.
Who?
The Flash.
Why is it your favorite one?
Yeah,
I mean, don't get me wrong. DC has some cool superheroes, but when looking at it across the board, I think the Marvel superheroes are better. Yeah. The DC villains are better. And yeah. I think, pop culturally, Marvel makes better movies, and DC makes better shows.
Yeah.
Well, I think a huge thing for me is Superman. I really don't like Superman. Because he's just a... I'll have to lay something out. I'm going to have to relate this to an anime, One Punch Man. The whole show is pretty much, oh, there's these guys fighting this big monster. They can't do it. Then One Punch Man, who can punch anybody and kill them in one punch, comes in and then they die. And that's exactly what Superman is. They fight the guy, and then Superman comes back, and then they win.
Yeah.
Like, with Justice League, that's exactly what happened. Superman first dies, then he comes back, and then while they are all fighting Beowulf, or what's the guy's name?
Steppenwolf.
And then Superman comes in, and then they win. Mm. It's just, he has every power, he's invincible, he's sometimes faster than the Flash. He literally picked up the universe in one comic, and it's just...
He's overpowered.
It's dumb.
Yeah. Is there any character in Marvel that kind of, like, is the same of
the Hulk?
Superman?
And Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel, but if you talk about the Hulk, the thing about the Hulk, though, is his power comes from his rage. The more angry he gets, the more powerful he gets.
Yeah.
So if you're able to kill him fast enough before he gets too angry, then you're able to...
Yeah, but the more you hurt him, the angrier he gets and the stronger he gets, which is why it's like, if Superman and Hulk were to get in a fight, and Superman, like, just, let's just say Brawl. Let's leave the, you know, like... laser eyes and some of the other weirder things, like shooting many Supermans out of his hands. Like, let's leave those like weirder powers aside, but just in just a punching match, I think the Hulk would win.
Yeah.
Cuz there's no limit to what Hulk can do.
Mm-hmm.
Superman relies on like a light source,
like the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you were to take Superman
on a rainy day.
Yeah.
On a rainy day, or even, you know, because Hulk doesn't really have a weakness. Superman is kryptonite.
Well, Hulk doesn't have a weakness, so he's incredibly defensive, and, you know, he's not invulnerable, so he doesn't damage by his generation. So first of all, he can outbeat their generation, and second of all, he is not immune to certain magical attacks.
Well,
so,
yeah, but when looking at Superman versus the Hulk...
Well, yeah, that's different, though.
Yeah.
Like, the Hulk does have more weaknesses than Superman does, because you can beat the regeneration if you, like, just vaporize him completely. And you can beat him with magical attacks, like Scarlet Witch could probably kill him.
But yeah, like I said, in just a punching match between the two, leaving the laser eyes and some of the weirder powers out, I think Hulk would win,
because
there's no limit on his powers, and there's not something that'll instantly take him out of the fight.
Something that's really big with Hulk, though, so Bruce Banner actually holds back his anger. So, like, there was a comic book series of World Breaker Hulk. That was, like, the most powerful we've seen him with just raw power.
Yeah.
That's because Bruce Banner was as angry as the Hulk. So, Bruce Banner's actually, like, limiting the Hulk's power. So, if Bruce Banner were to either, for some reason, leave the Hulk or... if he were to leave the Hulk, or if Bruce Banner was just as angry as the Hulk, then he'd pretty much be unstoppable.
Yeah. And that's just what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think there will never be a good Superman like, film or video game until we take him back to, like, OG Superman. Because OG Superman, like, the original Superman, he was just... it made sense scientifically based upon the Earth's gravity as compared to his denser planet.
Yep.
And so it's like he could jump really high and far, and he was super strong.
Yep.
And theoretically, his bone and muscle density would allow him to stop a bullet.
Yeah.
You know, not all of them, but think of him being like an elephant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's just... he's able to tank some a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And so those could actually make really good movies, because he's not invulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to what he is now. You know, with the flight and the invincibility and the, you know, there's turning back time. Like, there's nothing that can really...
Yeah. He really only has, like, two, like, actual enemies. Lex Luthor, because he's incredibly smart and he has the resources to get Kryptonite, and Doomsday, because Doomsday's whole thing is that he dies and then he comes back and he's immune to it. That's the thing about Doomsday, and that's why he's one of Superman's main villains.
Yeah.
But most...
also,
if it was Superman versus Joker, Joker's dead. If it was, Swamp Thing, Swamp Thing's gone. Even though Swamp Thing's kind of an anti-hero in some cases.
Mm.
But, like, you keep looking at the whole, like, other cast of villains, like, Superman's gonna win.
Yeah. But
unless you get to the Watchmen, then that's completely different. You get to, like, Dr. Manhattan.
Mm. Well, I love how the most powerful guy ever in any universe, his weakness is a green rock.
Yeah. Do you know that Kryptonite actually became his weakness because the voice actor wanted to go on vacation and the company needed to come up with an excuse for Superman to get knocked out?
That's funny.
Huh. Really?
They're like, well, let's insert hypothetical Jerry, like has become a trend on this podcast. So insert hypothetical Jerry as a voice actor for Superman. He's like, okay, I want to go on vacation. So the higher-ups were like, well, give Superman something that'll knock him out. Kryptonite.
Mm.
Go enjoy your vacation, buddy.
Yeah. It's just, it's funny.
Yeah.
It's like a rock.
Yeah.
A rock. Just a weakness. Takes all of his power away.
Like, it makes sense in the context of it being a planet. Like, if they wouldn't have blown up Krypton, then yes, Kryptonite technically would have been a weakness for him, simply because it has similar, you know, density and gravitational pull to him. But it'd be like going to Mars and, you know, being able to jump super high and be super strong.
Yep.
And then someone just shows up and throws an Earth rock at you.
And then you just...
and then you just kind of crumble. It's like, no, it's just a rock from your home planet. It wouldn't make you so weak unless they threw, like, uranium at you. But then that would hurt you no matter what planet you're on.
Yeah.
One thing I have to bring up is about Batman. I love Batman as a character.
Amen.
Yeah, like, he is, like, just because, like, he is... don't get me wrong, he's done some things that are completely superhuman, just because comic books, like, lifting trucks, whatever. But, like, most cases, he is just an ordinary guy with just crap and some wealth. But the one thing I hate is people saying, Batman plus time equals a win. And that's the whole thing about every comic books. Most of the time, you see the hero fight against the villain, then they lose for the first time. If it's a big battle or a little battle, they usually lose. And then they come back after they've learned information. So it's not just a Batman thing of Batman plus time equals win. It's just a hero thing in general.
Well, no, the difference is Batman is able to beat, say, Superman by outthinking him and out-teching him and out-resourcing
him. I know, but think about
him. That's where it's coming from, though, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Is that it's like... Captain America could not beat Superman no matter how much time he had.
Yeah, but it's just like, you look at the Marvel Universe, and like, that's what they did with Thanos. Like, first Infinity War, they lose. They come back in the second movie, they learn more things, they get the Infinity Stones back. After time and planning and getting better, they win. Because that's usually what happens to everyone.
That's a team relying on a bunch of people, and even then...
I know, it's still a team, but the point still stands. They had time, they were able to plan out what they're going to do, and they were able to win because of it.
I mean, yes.
It's just to a greater extent to Batman, just because he is...
Yeah, but that's what people are talking about, though.
Yeah.
Even you have to acknowledge that it is to a greater extent. And
he can
so
do it faster. That's the one thing.
Well, it's not even necessarily faster. It's that because he has basically unlimited resources, he can do anything given enough
planning. And he has information about everyone as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, the whole Infinity War and Endgame, like, analogy, I don't kind of see that, because they didn't really plan for old Thanos to come back and
they were just kind of running around trying to fix things, so it wasn't like a, they didn't plan to, for that to a lot of it was just random chance.
Well, here's the thing. So they would have lost if they didn't get the first Infinity Stones back and then snap everyone back to life, because the huge thing was that everyone was spread out, and because that they got the stones and planned to get them, everyone came back, then they fought, and they won the battle.
But yeah, that requires a MacGuffin. That requires a MacGuffin chase for stones. The reason people say that about Batman is that he doesn't need a MacGuffin.
Yeah.
He doesn't need a special ability or power. He just figures it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then also, like, Iron Man's very similar. I think we both agree that Iron Man is very similar to Batman and how they function.
In a way, yes.
Yeah, in a way, yes.
Because they're intelligence, mainly.
Their resources.
Because of his resources. Rich. Of course, there are some excluding things like supernatural beings who can't be destroyed by Iron Man or whatever. That's the same thing with Batman. Like, he is incredibly smart, so he's able to figure out a way to do something. And if you look at his armor upgrading, after every time he got in a battle, he was able to upgrade to fight against that type of thing. Like, you see how he progresses, like faster armors, more weapons on it, like the blades or the boosters or the shield that he added. He added all those because of his past battles.
Well, if you think about it, he also found out that Superman can't see through, what was it?
What?
Lead.
Mm. Yeah.
Like you said, kind of like the Doomsday thing. Like, Doomsday dies from something, and he's immune to that when he comes back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
The difference between Batman and Iron Man, though, is Iron Man, yes, he's a genius, but he's also a jerk and a drunk. Mm. And that's his personality.
Well, yeah.
And he never really progresses until, like, the very end. Whereas Batman, he has a social cultural reason for what he's doing. He's trying to better everything and everyone. He's using his resources for good, and he's trying to fill in gaps in the law that he sees other people not doing. Iron Man just kind of...
Actually, that's not correct, because if you look at the first movie, I don't know too much about the comics, but look at the first movie, he decides to become Iron Man to, first of all, protect people. And he brings down the weapons that his dad created, because he realized that they were killing innocent people.
Well, yes. But there's also an argument to be made that he just did it out of revenge.
Well, yeah, you could make an argument for that, but that's not, I don't think that's exactly what the writers intended to happen.
Well, regardless of what the writers intended to happen, it's how it turns out that you need to interpret. Because you can't interpret the author's intentions, because then you're just... Then you're ascribing intent to the authors based upon what you've seen and what you'd like it to be.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. Same way with an art painting.
I know, but I just feel like there's more of a push, more of a bad... I feel like it's a better argument for Iron Man that he's doing this because he realized that things suck. Because
yeah, but after that...
Because his company.
What does he do?
And his father.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Socially, what does he do after that?
Yeah,
he drinks... He has parties. He destroys things.
He gets PTSD from the,
from the
first fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in the end, he comes to be good and, like,
well, yeah,
way better than
the
usual.
But it's the very end, and that's what I'm talking about. Where you see a constant progression with Batman, whereas Iron Man, it's he realizes a mistake. He doesn't change for a while after he changes the first time, and then at the very end, suddenly he changes again.
Yeah.
Well, I want to say at the very end, because if you look at when Spider-Man came into the universe, that very much became a son thing for him. Like, you can see it, like, through...
Yeah.
Well, pretty much the first actual Spider-Man movie, which was late in the game, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But, of course, Infinity War, he self-sacrificed himself, but if you look at him with Peter Parker, you see him, like, trying to actually protect him, like...
Well, yeah, but Peter Parker is put in at the very end, like I said.
Yeah.
It's not from the very start. It's 9 years of the 10 that it's been running down the line.
Yeah. Well, also, it's just kind of the way the Marvel's movie worked out. Mm-hmm. Because most of them, there wasn't a whole lot of growth among all the characters. Maybe some...
I disagree. You see a lot of growth from Thor over his movies. And
Black
from
Widow
the Hulk.
Hulk.
No. Yep. You also see a lot of growth from Captain America.
Mm. But, yeah, like, with Iron Man changing in the end, I think a big part of that was actually going to the past and getting to talk to his dad.
Even though
his dad didn't know it was him.
Daddy issues.
But, he figured out those daddy issues and resolved them.
Well, yeah, that's just more just, like, his own, like, you know, like a story where guys, like, the little climaxes and, like, the resolution?
Yeah.
And that's kind of part of his own, like, story and his resolution. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of, like, because that's the last movie you see him in, last, you know, when he dies.
Yeah.
So, like, that's kind of, like, his just kind of going to the end part.
The end of his story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I think this is a good time for an ad break. We'll be back in just a second. Okay, now to kick off the second half of this. It's understood that Marvel and DC are very different. I think DC is much darker, but it's interesting to me how Marvel is about people trying to be heroes, and DC is about heroes trying to be people.
Well, yeah, I can see that. With Marvel, they obviously want to become the savior of their world or whatever.
Yeah.
When they get the powers. But, like, with DC, it's like, sometimes it's like a burden to have that
power.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Because DC's a lot more dark and gritty, and the, like, main conflict of the characters is, like, I just want to be normal. I don't want to have to do this all the time. I'm conflicted on what I'm doing. Whereas in Marvel, it's like, I have this next big villain to face.
Yep.
I need to go beat this. I need to be a bigger hero.
That's pretty much, I know that's probably true for the movies. But I think in the comic books, there was a couple stories. not incredibly famous, because, like, not a lot of people want to see the mental,
stuff.
Most people want to see, like, people fighting Thanos or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, there is, like, some case of people getting tired and wanting to retire.
No, I'm not saying it doesn't happen. Just looking face value at the two franchises.
I think DC takes it to a different, like, more, not to extreme, but to a higher level.
Yeah. No, absolutely. To a
more deeper
level. Yeah. But one thing that I love about DC is just the play between Batman and Joker.
If you, like, look at the comics and the TV shows, it goes on for, like, hundreds of years.
It's been, like, everyone has, like, an arch nemesis. Like, Superman and Lex Luthor, or Spider-Man and Green Goblin, or whoever. But the biggest arch rivals of any series probably ever was the Joker and the Batman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I gotta say, Joker is by far my favorite villain ever.
Yeah. Because he's a normal guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's a normal guy with just, like, a disease kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then he, like, finds out how he can
give it to other people.
To give it to other people.
And also, there was actually a really cool story in the comics where he actually found, like, it's a weird thing. There's multiple Jokers and multiple Harley Quinns.
Yeah.
So one of the Harley Quinns actually gives him a drug that actually makes him normal. And I forget exactly how it goes, but pretty much, like, you see what the Joker could do if he was just a good person.
Yeah.
And then it goes back to it, because, like, the pill can only last for so long, so then he goes back to being a Joker.
Yeah.
But just seeing him act, like, as a good guy, like, able, because I think he became a detective or something like that.
Yeah.
He became kind of like a Batman. And, yeah, it was just...
Well, I think what makes the Batman and Joker rivalry so good is that, unlike most situations, they are both going for the soul of Gotham and care about the same thing, and are just doing it in different ways.
Yeah.
So it's not like, if you were to draw it out, it wouldn't be the two rushing at each other.
Yeah.
It'd be the two racing for the same goal.
Mm.
And so it creates a much more interesting dynamic and a much more interesting conflict, because it's not even a, I hate you. It's a, I want this and you want it too, and only one of us can have it.
Yeah. Also, I'll tell you one of the cool things about that relationship is the fact that they're pretty equal.
Yeah.
Like, they both have...
They're actually, like, the same person.
Yeah, they have all the resources. One was gained through just normal wealth or business. One was gained through crime. But still, they're extremely wealthy. They have a lot of resources in general. If that's men, if that's tools or whatever. The only difference is their mental state. And both of them could be considered insane.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think both of them are equally crazy.
Yeah, it's just a different type of crazy.
Because it's like, Batman's like, I don't kill, and then... You see him just killing everybody.
Yeah.
Just everybody. Yeah.
That's just a weird thing, because that's been everywhere. Like, even in the old movies, like the original ones, there was guns on his car.
Yeah.
Like, just full-on, like, machine guns just attached at the front of the car.
Well, it's like, if he wasn't willing to kill anybody at all, he wouldn't win.
Like,
he wouldn't win.
You could probably make the point, like, oh, every gun that he has is, like, just the rubber bullets or whatever, but, like... But
why, though?
Yeah.
You see it rip through a semi.
His car can turn into a freaking tank.
You see him just throw people off edges or whatever, off parking lots.
You see him, like, crush dudes with a car door. Like, they're dead.
Yeah. They're not coming back from that.
They're alive, that's... Welcome back.
I know. College Humor did a great skit where it's like, oh, he's just sleeping. It's like, you know what death is, right, Batman? Mm-hmm. He's just taking a nap. He's all tuckered out. Oh, he's dead.
Legitimately, the only person who I can think of who actually doesn't kill is Spider-Man. Like, even
in... webs him, yeah.
Yeah. Even like in a, but even in Infinity War, like, I know it's just because they're aliens or whatever, but those are still living creatures and he still kills them.
He's
how intelligent are they? That's different, but...
He is different because Spider-Man's like, I won't kill, but like, what happens is the villains will kill themselves on accident or something.
Like, Green Goblin ran himself into a wall.
Yeah.
Like...
But like, I honestly love Peter Parker. I don't know who's my favorite superhero, but Peter, Spider-Man and Peter Parker, whole thing, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Just because you see what it would actually probably be like if some one of us got superpowers. Because most, like, you, like, it's just like, it's just also, I love Tom Holland. I think he is the best of the Spider-Man, in my opinion.
The other three, yeah.
Everyone has their points. Everyone has all their points for, like,
I did like
Toy
the
McGuire.
First three. It was a good story, but, like, he was obviously old.
My issue with the first one with Tobey Maguire was the fact that he was a great Peter Parker, but I just felt like he didn't like have as much of the Spider-Man like just confidence.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He was a good Spider-Man though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were also going for kind of a darker, more gritty Spider-Man.
It was dark, but in a weird way.
Yeah.
You know? Cause, like,
it was like dark humor.
I know.
It was a dark humor.
Like, I love it though. I love that dark humor just because like everything seems so vibrant in the movies.
Oh, yeah.
And because of that vibrantness, it makes it so creepy. That's what I love about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna jump back real quick to like Eric's thing on like heroes who don't kill.
Yeah,
I know another one, of course. but I'm taking this from the show.
Yeah,
the Flash.
Yeah,
doesn't kill. Like
he could easily.
Could easily kill, but especially in the show, he has that mentality of I will never kill.
Yeah,
like even if I like am in the influence of a. Like, kill, if I tell someone to kill someone, he wouldn't do that.
Well, it's like, it's an interesting situation, because I think, don't we see him punch people throughout the, like, show?
Well, yeah, but they're not dead.
I know, but it's like, it's the same thing with Batman, where it's like, you're moving so fast, that if someone punches you, at that speed, your chest will collapse.
Yeah, but they...
And you'll die.
They use a movie editing...
show
you
that
enemy is in jail at the end.
Oh, yeah. It's like, I don't know.
Bosses,
it's science,
really,
physics, that doesn't work.
Something that was really cool about DC was the Flashpoint universe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's when Flash pretty much went back in time and just
changed one little thing.
Yeah, and that released like all these whole different timelines, whatever. So you see, instead of, what's the Batman's name? Not Ben Affleck. The actual...
Bruce
Wayne. I don't want to... I don't know.
Ben Affleck.
Oh, but yeah, so like you see like that Ben... Not Ben Affleck. So you're saying that. Bruce Wayne. You see that Bruce Wayne actually died and that his mom and his dad actually become the... his dad becomes the Batman and his mom becomes the Joker.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
It's weird.
Yeah, so like the universes... I know there are some like other universes, Marvel... But I feel like DC has just done such a good job with having the separate ones.
Oh, yeah.
That, like
Reverse Flash.
Flash. And
it's
like,
a multiverse.
Yeah,
the
multiverse.
Like a universe
the
where
multiverse, I feel
all
like
the superheroes are actually villains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because I remember what is his name?
Lex Luthor?
Lex Luthor. Why did I don't know. All right. I haven't watched it for
Lex
a while.
Luthor.
He, like, time traveled into their dimension where he's the good guy.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it was so weird.
Yeah.
You know... I gotta say, my second favorite villain is Loki. Because
you see him change throughout.
Yeah, he's more of an anti-hero than a villain.
Uh-huh.
And so I really appreciate it because it makes a really good dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like a really good dynamic character arc. And then the third villain that's my favorite that I think does not get enough attention is Killer Grodd. The gorilla super intelligent. Like, I feel like that could be a really, really good, really interesting villain that is just not used a whole lot.
Can we just talk about how weird it is, though, that one of the Flash's main villains is a telekinetic ape?
Dude, it's crazy, because show, the ape was, basically in a coma.
Yep.
And something was in his mind, and he was going to die. And he literally took... Flash's mind and brought it into his mind.
Yeah.
To save him.
Then I would probably say he's actually one of the, like, Flash's arch nemesis. Like, while there are the other speedsters, like Zoom, Reverse Flash, Godspeed, and all those,
mm-hmm.
there's just so many of them. I don't know if they're great for the comics because they all have different motives or whatever.
Yeah.
But there's so many of them that they kind of blend together just because of the powers.
Yeah, really do.
Yeah. So, like, it's just... I like it because of how weird it is, but also it's just really cool.
It's so unique, and it's such a... It's such an interesting villain motive and mentality that could be explored because it doesn't need to be human motives.
Yeah.
It could literally be just he's trying to establish his dominance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he's not even, like, trying to be violent. He's just like, I want to establish my dominance over this city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But going back to the multiverse thing, there was actually a multiverse that both DC and Marvel combined.
Oh, yeah.
It was
a very
short-running series. I remember that. But,
I think I remember that.
But they pretty much, like, characters just combined to one. So it was like, I don't remember all of them, but the one I remember distinctly was a Wolverine-Batman combination.
And I can kind of see that.
Yeah,
yeah. And, like, because, like, they both were fine with it, like, the just that one, one universe that they both combined in, they still allow it. Like, it is the connection between Marvel and DC. So, technically, both universes actually exist in the same universe at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what would never be allowed, because the fans would literally have a civil war, and the studios wouldn't be able to ever finish the movie, but... all the Marvel superheroes fighting against all the DC superheroes, I think would be just...
That
would be so fun to just watch. Even if it's just a slugfest the whole time with no motives, even if there's no winner, just to watch.
Yeah,
that's one thing I love about Infinity War. I went in there like thinking, oh, it's going to be like 2 hours just fighting, which I guess not going to be 2 hours fighting. It's a lot of choreography.
Oh, yeah.
Wish.
But I wish it's like now like 30 minutes just them fighting because I just would love to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Plus, people are kind of over big battles. I wish, like, don't get me wrong, the scene was super cool.
Mm.
But I would have preferred if they would have done something where it's like, they're like a guerrilla team, and, you know, they do what they did where they go back in time, but you change it from an open field battle to a time defense.
Mm.
And so it's like, we need this much time to do this.
Mm.
And so you just see, you know... superhero after superhero, and you foreshadow that those people are coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And so Doctor Strange is like, I'm gonna go get some other people. And so then you just see hero after hero just going up against Thanos and just getting knocked out. And you're like, oh my god, is this gonna be another Infinity War? Is Endgame where just all the heroes die and Thanos wins again? And then at the very end, you know, you do a similar scene where, you know, Captain America takes the hammer and he's the last one guarding the door.
Yep.
And then you just see Doctor Strange and everyone else show up behind Thanos in the hallway.
That scene was just amazing, though. Yeah. Like, the Infinity War.
Oh, yeah. No, don't get me wrong. Like, that's such a good battle.
Yeah. But like,
I'm just saying you could have made it better.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that one scene was just...
Oh, yeah.
Everybody in the theater, because so we went there, I don't know, I might have gone there opening night or something.
Yeah.
But it was, like, one of the first few nights that came out.
Yeah.
And it was just crazy. Like, everyone was just freaking out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, of course, there's a scene where Captain America picks up the hammer. Everyone's screaming, freaking out. Oh, he picked up the hammer, whatever. But, like, when everyone came, everyone was just getting so hyped. Like,
oh, yeah.
It was just an experience that we're probably not going to see again for a long time.
Yeah. True.
There's this one comic that a lot of, like, comic book people, especially from Marvel, hated. It's when Captain America... joined Hydra.
Oh,
and like
I
at
know.
The
yeah,
at the
yeah,
end
yeah.
of the comic, he said "Hail Hydra."
Yeah.
And I love how they brought that into Endgame.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he went back in the past and he knew that those people were from Hydra, and he's like, "Hail Hydra," and that's how he got the scepter. I love how they connected
so
that and just made a little joke.
I was like, when that scene happened, I was like, "Is this another elevator scene?"
Here
or
we
go. Go on, Hail Hydra. And I'm like, "Oh, that's smart."
It's just so funny.
I love that elevator scene, though. That was so good.
I feel like Marvel has just taken over the movie scene just because of the fact, like... So, when did the first Iron Man come out?
10 years ago. 2008.
Yeah, 2008.
Yeah.
So, they've been going, like, with either decent at worst... Well, it's probably like, poor. Let's say poor. Not bad, but poor movies at worst.
Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Well, Captain Marvel wasn't too bad.
I never seen it.
It was pretty bad.
I didn't mind it that much, but, like, I'm talking more about the Hulk. Not a lot of people like the Hulk.
Oh, the first Hulk?
First Hulk came out in 2007.
Well,
so if you want to talk about the start of the entire MCU, it was 2007.
No, the first movie was Iron Man.
They actually referenced the Iron Man in the Hulk.
No, I'm pretty sure.
No, they do. At the very end of 2007's Hulk, it was just like... It wasn't an MCU thing. It was... just like an advertisement for Iron Man coming out, and then they're like, oh wow, we can connect all of these.
No, I'm pretty sure that's because Iron Man 2 came out after it.
No, no, 2008 was the first Iron Man movie. 2007 was the first.
I'm pretty sure Iron Man 1 was before. Was the first was like, MCU.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm not saying first MCU. I'm saying the first movie that kicked it all off was the Hulk, where it was at first just advertisement for the first Iron Man movie, and then they realized they could connect all of it.
Oh, wait, hold up.
What'd you find?
Okay, hold on. That's a different Hulk. That's like the 2 years. So the Hulk that we know came out June 13th, 2008.
Okay.
Iron Man came out in May 2nd, 2008.
So a little bit before the Hulk.
Yeah, so Iron Man...
A month.
You said was May and June.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hulk was
May
June,
and June.
Iron Man was
The Incredible Hulk, but Marvel Studios was June, and then Iron Man was May. Because I'm pretty sure Iron Man 2 was the second came out after the Hulk.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, then I was mistaken.
Iron Man 1, Hulk, Iron Man 2, Thor...
Yep. Iron Man...
Captain America.
Yeah, it was Captain America,
and then... And then Avengers, and then Iron Man 3.
Yeah,
and so on.
Those are fine. Oh yeah, because Iron Man 3 was okay. It was better than 2.
It was better than 2.
I don't really remember it. I don't really remember it.
Honestly. It was with the like weird hot people where they can just heat up their
That one. That. Yeah. That was strange.
The weed smokers. Yeah.
I know a lot of people get pissed at that though, because what was the fake villain's name?
Mandarin.
The Mandarin.
Yeah, because the Mandarin was an actual villain.
I wish he was an actual villain.
Yeah,
yeah. But like, they would have made it.
That was a really funny scene, though. You gotta admit. Yeah. It was like they break in and he's just like, "Don't hurt me."
It was a really funny scene, but the Mandarin actually in the comics actually has his own powers, like weird ring things.
Ten rings.
So like he was like people kind of related to the Green Lantern just because rings power, but they're completely different. Because like they deal with fire or electricity or telekinetic stuff or whatever, but a lot of people got pissed at Iron Man 3 because it wasn't actually
the Mandarin. Fake villain.
It was a fake Mandarin.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. As far as closing statements goes, Marvel or DC, I'm saying both are great.
Yep.
I don't think one is necessarily better than the other. It's just what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Also, it just takes time. I feel like DC can get really good.
Yeah.
But if you want to watch Marvel DC, I suggest DC shows and Marvel movies.
Yeah. Definitely.
Comics
besides one DC movie, Aquaman. That was a good one.
Aquaman.
That
was a good one. But all the other ones were just horrible.
Yes.
Yeah. Comics. They're always good. This depends on the time. Yeah. It depends on the writers. Depends on the time.
The one thing that really bugged me about the Aquaman movie is the scoring. Like, the music was just off.
I didn't like the relationship. That was my main thing.
Yeah.
The relationship was weird.
It just... I don't know why. It was just so unnerving for the music to be so off. You know, like his father's dying in the submarine.
Oh, yeah.
And the music did not match at all. I was like, what is happening?
I was just glad they did a good CGI job.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
After that, it's a bad one.
Anyway, cool. Eric or Boone, do you have any closing statements?
The whole media and entertainment industry is always changing, so... We'll see what happens in like 5 years. DC could be on top of that point for all we know.
If they put in the work and actually build up to it.
So I say if you're going to get into it now before it gets even bigger. And just keep watching all the movies that you want to.
Yeah.
And things will change.
You do you.
Yeah.
Watch my stream.
Yeah.
Yeah, go check out Boone's Twitch stream.
At Holy Dad Spirit.
Not yet.
No?
Oh, still almost. Still haven't changed it.
Dark Sid Batman.
Gotcha.
Yep. Awesome. Right. Well, thank you, boys, for joining us in the studio. It's always a pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to reach out to us to be on the show, send us questions or topic ideas, we'd love to hear from you. You can reach out to us at Ponderosa_Ponderers on Instagram or...
PonderosaPonderers@gmail.com.
Like we said, we'd love to hear from you. And don't forget, keep pondering.